Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnarounds. Let's bring our faith this morning with a grateful heart. Raise our voice of thanksgiving and praise. Glorify our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus. What a privilege to be alive again this morning. Give Him praise for the gift of life. We slept and woke up because He sustained us. Glorify Him, appreciate Him. Let Him hear your voice of thanksgiving and praise. To You be the glory, Father. We give You praise. We are grateful to You. We glorify You in the name of Jesus. Thank You for the privilege to be alive this morning. We glorify You. We give You praise. We glorify You. We appreciate You. Thank Him for His goodness. Thank Him for His mercies. Thank Him for His faithfulness. To You be the glory. Blessed be Your name, Father. We glorify You. We appreciate You in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Father. We glorify You. We appreciate You. We are grateful to You in the name of Jesus. Not unto us, but to You we give all the glory. Give Him thanks. Appreciate Him. Glorify Him in the name of Jesus. They go from strength to strength. Everyone that appears before Him in Zion, thank Him for the privilege we have again this morning to access the throne of grace. Give Him the glory. Appreciate Him in the name of Jesus. We are grateful to You. We thank You in the name of Jesus. Thank You for the privilege of access to the throne of grace this morning. We glorify You. We appreciate You. Blessed be Your name, Father. We give You glory in the name of Jesus. Thank Him for His help on the altar of prayer this morning. Thank Him for grace released on the altar of prayer this morning. We give You glory. We appreciate You. Blessed be Your name, Father. Thank You for abundance of grace. Thank You for Your help. We glorify You. We give You praise. Blessed be Your name. Thank Him and appreciate Him. Glorify Him for the help of the Spirit as we pray this morning, not by might, not by power, but by My Spirit, says the Lord. Give Him thanks, appreciate Him, glorify Him in the name of Jesus. We are grateful to You. Father, we give You glory. Father, we give You praise. Someone search for an encounter. Give Him praise for the encounters. Again, this morning on the altar of prayer, we give You glory. We appreciate You. We bless Your name. Glory to Your name, Father. We are grateful to You for the encounters. Again, this morning with Your word, we glorify You. We appreciate You. Blessed be Your name, Father. Thank You, mighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We have prayed. Put our hands together for Jesus as we receive the praise team.
Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercies endure breath forever. Amen. For His mercies endure breath forever. Amen. Glory be to God.
Glory be to God
in the highest.
Glory be to God.
As we sing.
for Jesus. We bless you, Lord, you are holy, and forever you are God. We bless you, Lord, you are holy, and forever you are God. We bless you, Lord, you are holy.
We bless you, Lord, you are holy,
and forever. You are holy.
Yes, you are, you are holy,
and forever you are God.
You are God.
We bless the Lord Jehovah.
Jesus, a big, big hand of praise this morning. You may please be seated. We'll begin this morning by saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for sending us the word in season, in every service, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Isaiah 50 and verse 4. The Lord God had given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Let's rise together with grateful hearts this morning. Lift up your voice saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for sending us the word in season, in every service. Lift up your voice. Let's give quality thanks to our Father this morning. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for sending us the word in season, in every of our services, resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church. Someone truly grateful, lift up your voice. Engage your heart this morning in thanksgiving. Magnify the name of our God. Let's celebrate him together from the depth of our hearts. For the sent word has never ceased to flow in our camp. Our Father and our God, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ for sending us the word in season. In every service, all of our gatherings, your word has never ceased to flow. For that we say thank you. It has resulted in the multiplication of disciples of Christ, even in this church. Father, we thank you. Lift up your voice, everyone, this morning, and show your thanksgiving. It's ascended to God. Lift up your voice loud and clear from the depth of your heart. Give God thanks. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for sending us the word this season. Every time we gather, your word has never stopped to flow. For that we say thank you. We give you all the glory for sending us that word that keeps producing testimonies, turnarounds in the lives of your people. For that we say thank you. Someone grateful this morning, ensure your thanksgiving is reaching out to heaven from the depth of your heart, our Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, even this morning we say thank you for sending us the word in season. For how forcible are right words. You have never stopped sending your word in all of our gatherings, all of our Sunday services, midweek services, early morning covenant hour prayer, even the WSF gathering. Lord, your word that's produced testimonies has never stopped flowing. And for that we say thank you. Someone grateful this morning, ensure your thanksgiving is reaching out to God from the depth of your heart this morning. Mighty God, we say thank you for sending us your word in season, the right word, meeting every worshiper at the very point of our needs. For that we say thank you. That word that has turned many from mere worshipers to genuine disciples. For that we say thank you. With grateful hearts this morning, lift up your voice. Give God thanks. Magnify his name. Our God is good. His mercy endures forever. Therefore, ensure your thanksgiving is reaching out to God as you thank him for his sent word. Every time we gather in all of our services, the word of life, the word of power has never ceased to flow. And for that, our Father, we say thank you. We give you glory. We celebrate you. We magnify your name for consistently, continually sending your word. Every time your people gather, that word that has provoked changes and transformations in the lives of multitudes across the globe. And for that, we say thank you. We give you all the glory. Someone truly grateful this morning, lift up your voice. Wave your hands to Jesus with gratitude in your heart. Magnify the name of our God for the sent word that's never ceased to flow in all of our gatherings all this while. And for that, we say thank you. Take all of the glory. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Big hand for Jesus this morning. And you may be seated.
In a moment, we shall be rising up again to pray. And we shall be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree supernatural restoration for all our new converts of all they may have lost before joining this church, so they can be established here for life. Can I hear louder? Amen. Joel chapter 2 from verse 25 to verse 26, I paraphrase. He says, and I will restore to you the years that the locusts had eaten, and shall eat in plenty, and my people shall never be ashamed. Please rise up to your feet, lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree supernatural restoration for all our new converts may have lost before joining this church, so they can be established in this church for life. Lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree supernatural restoration for all our new converts may have lost before joining this church, so they can be established here for life. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. Lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered. My Father and my God, we decree supernatural restoration of all our new converts may have lost before joining this church. We decree supernatural restoration. Someone lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Lift up your voice as you intercede for all our new converts. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree supernatural restoration for all our new converts, of all our new converts may have lost before joining this church, so they can be established here for life, so they can be established on this mountain for life. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven concerning our new converts. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, we decree supernatural restoration for all our new converts, of all they may have lost before joining this church. Father Lord, whatsoever they may have lost, Father Lord, let it be supernaturally restored, thereby establishing them on this mountain for life. Father Lord, restore, restore. Someone lift up your voice as you pray passionately for our new converts this morning, for a supernatural restoration for each and everyone. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, we decree supernatural restoration for each and every one of our new converts, of all they may have lost before joining this church, so they can be established here for life. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession and the sound of your prayer. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Father, we pray and we ask in the name of Jesus, supernatural restoration for all our new converts, of all they may have lost. Restoration of marriage, restoration of business, restoration of professional career, restoration on every side, restoration of children. Father Lord, anything they may have lost before coming here, Father, supernaturally restore. Father Lord, so they can be established on this mountain for life. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. Lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered upon this mountain. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, we decree supernatural restoration for all our new converts, of all they may have lost before coming to this church. Lift up those hands in appreciation to God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put those hands together for Jesus, and please, you may be seated.
Next, we shall be continuing in prayer in this manner. We shall be saying, Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Acts chapter 2 and verses 2 and 6. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together. With confidence in that scripture, can we rise to pray the prayer? Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Let your voice be heard on high. Cry unto God. You are saying, Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. He said, He will lift up an ensign unto the nations. He will heave unto them from the ends of the earth. And when they hear, they will come with speed swiftly. Let's cry unto God. Let's talk to Him. Father, by the rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, the mighty rushing wind, the same one that moved on the day of Pentecost, caused the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Lord, crowds unprecedented caused them to come, Lord. Jesus, the rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, proclaiming your wonders in this place, Lord, announcing the wonderful works you are doing amongst us. Lord, cause them to come. Cause them to come in their numbers in the name of Jesus. Brethren, pray. Cry unto God. He alone can bring the people. He alone can bring the crowds. And that's what we're asking him to do. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus and by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compare the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. In the mighty name of Jesus, bring them from the east, the west, the north and the south. Bring them from all over, Lord. Jesus, let them hear the joyful sound, Lord, of the wonders you are doing. Let the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost proclaim this is the place that God himself has anointed. And bring them in their numbers in the mighty name of Jesus. Record-breaking multitudes into this church in the mighty name of Jesus this coming Sunday. Lord, bring them, Lord. Cause them to hear and cause them to come in their numbers. We speed swiftly, Lord, to your tabernacle to worship, Lord, in this glorious place. Bring them, Father. And when they come, let them abide. Lord, bring them. Bring them in their numbers, Lord. Bring them from all over. Let the rushing mighty wind of the Holy Ghost announce and proclaim your wonders in this place. Father, bring them, Lord. Bring them in their numbers. Cause them to come in multitudes, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost take over. Lord, lift up an ensign unto the nations, heed unto them from the ends of the earth, Lord. Bring them, Lord. Let that sound, Lord, go forth, Lord, as it did at Pentecost, and bring a record-breaking crowd in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring them, young and old. Bring them, male and female. Bring them. Bring parents, bring children in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring neighbors, Lord. Father, cause your voice to be heard. Cause the noise of your wonders in this place to be proclaimed. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them be driven by the testimonies they hear. Everyone coming to seek their own need. Bring them, Father. Bring them in their multitude in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost go proclaim the joyful sound and bring the crowd. Bring them in their multitude. Bring them in their numbers. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your voice be heard, brethren. Lift up your voice unto God. Call upon him. Let the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost take over, completely over our entire harvest field, and bring the people. Bring them from far. Bring them from near. Cause them to come to worship in this place. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we are praying. Let the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church this coming Sunday in the mighty name of Jesus. Kneel top your hands now and thank God. This prayer is answered in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Please go ahead and be seated.
Again, we are rising to pray. And this time we shall be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, visit our Winner Satellite Fellowship operation with grace for supernatural growth and replication all through this year. Acts chapter 5 and verse 42, and daily in the temple and in every house, they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Shall we be on our feet as we lift up our voices before the Lord this morning, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, visit our Winner Satellite Fellowship operation with grace for supernatural growth and replication all through this year, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in your name we pray. Visit our Winner Satellite Fellowship operation with grace for supernatural growth and replication all through this year. Lift up your voice and let us pray this prayer from the depth of our heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, visit our Winner Satellite Fellowship operation with grace for supernatural growth and replication all through this year. This is our outcry this morning and our expectation concerning our Winner Satellite Fellowship operation. We are asking, O Lord, for grace for replication, grace for supernatural growth in the mighty name of Jesus. Let everyone hear your voice. Pray this prayer from the depth of your heart. Keep calling upon the God of heaven. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, visit our Winner Satellite Fellowship operation with grace for supernatural growth and replication all through this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, grace for supernatural growth, grace for supernatural replication for all our Winner Satellite Fellowship operation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask this morning, visit our Winner Satellite Fellowship operation with grace for supernatural growth and replication all through this year. Let heaven hear you. Lift up your voice everywhere and pray this prayer with zeal and zest, calling upon the God of heaven, the one who can make it to happen. Father, in the name of Jesus, visit our Winner Satellite Fellowship operation with grace for supernatural growth and replication all through this year. This is our heart desire and our heart cry. Father, in the name of Jesus, visit our Winner Satellite Fellowship operation with grace for supernatural growth and replication all through this year. Lift up your voice and pray this prayer. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Call upon the God of heaven. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, visit our Winner Satellite Fellowship operation with grace. Grace for supernatural growth. Grace for supernatural replication all through this year. In the name of Jesus, daily in the temple and in every house, they cease not to preach Jesus Christ. Let's stand upon this word of God and pray with fervency of the Spirit. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, visit our Winner Satellite Fellowship operation with grace for supernatural growth and replication all through this year. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are calling upon you, Jesus, and we cry out in faith. We ask in the name of the Lord Jesus that you will visit our Winner Satellite Fellowship operation with grace for supernatural growth and replication all through this year. Lift up your voice the more and pray this prayer in the Holy Ghost. Pray it in your understanding. Keep connecting it to heaven. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, visit our Winner Satellite Fellowship operation with grace for supernatural growth and replication all through this year. Grace for supernatural growth. Grace for supernatural replication of all ourselves, of all our WSF, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are calling upon the God of heaven this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, visit our Winner Satellite Fellowship operation with grace for supernatural growth and replication all through this year. Lift up your voice and pray this prayer from the depth of your heart. Pray a prayer that must be answered. We have this confidence in God that every time we call upon him in line with his word, our God answers. Father, in the name of Jesus, visit our Winner Satellite Fellowship operation with grace for supernatural growth and replication all through this year. Now lift up your two hands to the Lord and begin to give him thanks. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
And now this shall be our prayer line. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for empowering all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment this year. Let your amen turn things around. Psalms 127 verse 1. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Rise with me. Lift up your voice. Give thanks to God for empowerment over all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment this year. Let's give glory to God, the master builder, without whom every other builder will be building in vain. Let's acknowledge him. Let's glorify him this morning. Let's return with thanks. Let us return with praise. Let's magnify his name for supernatural empowerment over our newly planted churches. The little ones are growing, becoming 1,000. The small ones are becoming stronger by the day. Let's give thanks to God. Let's give praise to God. Paul can plant, Apollos can water. Only God can bring the increase. Only God can sustain it. This is what we have experienced over our newly planted churches. Saints of God, let's return with appreciation. Let's return acknowledging the doer. Let's return glorifying our God, understanding that appreciation is application for more. You are sowing seeds, good seeds this morning, because it's a good thing to give thanks to God. Lift up your voice and do it well. He that giveth thanks in the spirit, doeth it well. Now you can thank him in the spirit. Thank him with fervency. Speak words of understanding. Don't just mutter words. Acknowledge God as the source of the ideas that has worked. Acknowledge God as the source of favor that has brought the increase. Acknowledge God as the giver of the wisdom that has commanded stability. Oh God of heaven, only you could have done this. Only you could have done this. Not only did you plant the churches by your power. Oh Lord, you have grown them by your favor. You have sustained them by your wisdom. And this is our experience all through the year. Because the path of the just, according to the agenda of God, is as a shining light that shines more and more. Therefore, thank him in anticipation. Thank him in anticipation. Somebody be strong in the faith, giving glory to God like Abraham your father. You are blessing him for what he has done. You are thanking him for what he is doing. You are rejoicing in him for what he will do. In the name of Jesus, mighty God, we give you glory. We give you thanks for supernaturally empowering all our newly planted churches across this nation and over the world. Every one of them enjoying empowerment from you for sustainable growth and establishment. They are not going up and down. They are shining brighter and brighter. Good news every day. Additions everywhere by the hand of God. Sense of God. Our God deserves some thanks. Our God deserves some praise. Let's do it well. Let's get excited. Let's rejoice in God. Let's magnify him. David said, I will bless the Lord at all time. His praise will continue in my mouth. Sense of God right now. Let's praise him. Let's thank him for the empowerment over all our newly planted churches. It takes power to grow. It takes power to sustain the growth. Remember, except the Lord draws, not even one can be added. Let's rejoice, therefore. Our God has done marvelous things. Our God has done us well. Everybody, everywhere, whether you are by yourself or in a crowd, lift up your voice now. Begin to thank God in the spirit. Thank him much more fervently in tongues. Give him glory. Magnify him. You can also do that in your understanding. But ensure you are fervent. Ensure you are deliberate. Ensure you are focused. Wave your hands everywhere. Magnify him some more. He deserves all the glory. He demands all the glory. He delights when we give him thanks. Therefore, wave your hands. Glorify him. Our thanksgiving has been accepted this morning. In Jesus' awesome name, we have given thanks. Big, big hands to Jesus as you have your seat.
Next, it will be time for us to have our personal supplication time, remembering the word of the Lord that came via the mouth of his servant this last Sunday, that when we turn the issues of our lives to thanksgiving, they shall become testimonies. And look at what the psalmist said in Psalm 116 and verse 17. He said, I will offer thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. Please, let's rise up on our feet as we begin to thank him and speak unto the Lord right now, to visit into the matters and the issues of our lives as our desire may be. Let's begin to give him the glory and thanks. Rise up everywhere. Lift up your hands. Thanking him, I'm thanking him. Because all those bugging issues, God is turning them to testimonies already. Magnify him for your testimonies. They are coming forth. He has never left us without a weakness. Let's magnify the name of Jehovah God. He confirmed the words of his servant, performing the counsel of his messengers. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and please, you may take your seat.
In this covenant hour of prayer this morning, it is testimony time. Big end for Jesus. Let's listen to the following documented testimony, and as we engage, we shall be the next to testify. Number one, healed of COVID-19. In December 2020, I tested positive for COVID-19. And for 24 days, I was bedridden. The doctor told me I needed to be admitted, but I refused. At about 7 a.m. the next day, while my wife went to get oxygen for me, I heard a voice say, "Go and listen to Bishop David Oyedepo's message on Is There No Balm in Gilead?" Thereafter, while listening, I placed my hands on the TV screen as the bishop ministered, and I felt the siege of COVID-19 destroyed immediately. Let's celebrate God. Then I asked the doctor to do another test. Lo and behold, when the result came back, I was declared free from the virus. Celebrate God. I give all the glory to God. Reverend Sebastian Mubika testified from Zimbabwe. One more time, clap offering for Jesus. Number two, miracle job via prayer. For 8 years, one of my sons that completed his master's was without a job. So we came to Kenyaland on Saturday and attended WSF thereafter. We met with Pastor David Oyedepo Jr. and he prayed for him. That same evening, when we got back to where we lodged, my son got 3 calls for job offers. Let's celebrate God. Now he has resumed with one, which is an international company. Let's celebrate God. 3 weeks ago, when my second son completed his National Youth Service Program, I advised him to do the same thing his elder brother did. So we came to church and we saw Bishop David Oyedepo, who prayed for him. That same evening, my son went for evangelism. Thereafter, he called the company that he once engaged with, and they told him they have been looking for him. Lo and behold, he also got a miracle job. Celebrate God. I give God all the glory. Awoyele Deborah is the testifier. Who is the door of all this awesome testimony? Baby, clap for Jesus. Shall we rise and begin to celebrate the doer? Magnify him. Begin to wave your hands and begin to celebrate him. He's a faithful God.
Will you lift your hands to heaven and give glory to God this morning? Let's give him thanks for those testimonies. They are the doings of the Lord. They are marvelous in our eyes. Our God specializes in the impossible. Healing the dreaded COVID-19 cheaply, in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Granting miracle jobs to his people. Give him thanks and give him praise. Make sure you are not muttering your words, but that you are giving qualitative thanks unto God. Giving qualitative thanks unto God. Give qualitative thanks unto God. Appreciate him and glorify him. Lord, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the honor. You are worthy of all the adoration. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you and thank you, Lord. Thank you and thank you, Lord. Thank him also for the answers to your prayers. Appreciate him from the depth of your heart for turning your thanksgiving into testimonies. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him glory. Register your voice of appreciation before God. Register your voice of appreciation before God. Give him the glory that is due unto his name. Our Father, we have come to say thank you. We have come to glorify you. We have come to honor you. We have come to give glory unto your name. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the honor. And you are worthy of all the adoration. Blessed be your holy name. And blessed be your holy name. And blessed be your holy name. And blessed be your holy name. Now ask him to speak to you this morning. I've come here today, Lord, to hear from you. I've come to be taught by you. I've come to be instructed by you. Lord, teach me your way. Show me your way. Give me your word. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Father, in the name of Jesus, we have come to give you all the glory. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the testimonies that we have heard. They are your doings and they are marvelous in our eyes. Lord, for the answers to our prayer, we say thank you. And this morning, our eyes are upon you again. We ask that you will speak to us. By your word, let every one of us be changed and transformed. We give you the praise for it. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated in his presence. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Our line of exhortations for this week has been thanksgiving is a must to keep the church growing. Thanksgiving is a must to keep the church growing. We have come to establish that thanksgiving simply is acknowledging God's acts. Acknowledging God's acts. And it is a demand from God that every act of God is acknowledged in thanksgiving. In Psalm 28 and verse 5, the Bible says, because they regarded not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hand, he shall destroy them and not build them up. So lack of thanksgiving is a risk. It is demanded of man that we give thanks unto God. The Bible tells us in the book of Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 15 down to verse 17. We are told there, it says, that hear and give ear and be not proud. In verse 16, it says, give glory unto God before he cause darkness and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains. And while ye look for light, ye turn it to the shadow of death and make it gross darkness. And verse 17 says, but if you will not hear, my soul will weep in secret places for your pride, and my eye will weep sore and run down with tears, because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. So when we are told that thanksgiving is a must, it is because lack of thanksgiving is a risk. Gratitude to God is a fundamental requirement to enjoying the best of God in the adventure of life. And particularly when it comes to the growing of the church, thanksgiving is an absolute necessity. Let's begin by understanding this when it comes to God, that our God is the nation-taking God. Our God is the nation-taking God. The ability of God is unlimited, and he has the capacity, among others, to take entire nations. In 1 Kings 18, verse 36 to 39, we are told there how that after Israel had turned into the worship of Baal, Elijah went up with them to the mount. And the Bible says that when the time of the evening sacrifice had come, he said, Elijah the prophet went before the Lord and prayed a simple prayer. Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel. He was talking about a specific territory. And that I am thy servant, and that I've done all these things at thy word. And verse 37, hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their hearts back again, an entire nation. He said in verse 38, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice. And in verse 39, we are told concerning these people, and when all the people, say with me, all the people. That's talking about an entire nation. When all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. In a moment, God swept through an entire nation and took it over. In one moment. Our God is the nation-taking God. In Exodus chapter 12, verse 41 and verse 42, we are told there again concerning the people of Israel that it came to pass at the end of 430 years. Even the self-same day, it came to pass that all the host of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generation. In the same day, the self-same day, all the hosts, the entire nation came out. Our God is the nation-taking God. In the book of Acts of the Apostles, in chapter 19, we are told in verse 9 and verse 10, Acts 19 and verse 10, we are told there concerning the ministry of Paul. It says, and this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they that dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. All of them. In Exodus, all came out. In 1 Kings, all turned to the Lord. Here again, all heard the word. In verse 20 of that same scripture, Acts 19, 20, so mightily grew the word of the Lord and prevailed. If you check it in that scripture, they started with only 12 people. But within 2 years, all that dwelt in Asia, the word of the Lord prevailed over them. What is God saying to us? That when it comes to the taking of any nation, our God is a specialist at it. He's a specialist. So wherever you see a nation being brought under the dominion of the gospel, it is not the expertise of man. It is the hand of God. It is the hand of God. Like we see across our nation, Nigeria today, where you find the gospel taking practical dominion everywhere. It is the hand of God at work. Shout hallelujah. Our God is the nation-taking God. Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 27, the Bible tells us there. It says that the Lord of hosts has purposed, and who shall disannul it? His hand is stretched out, who shall turn it back? When it is God, it cannot be opposed. When it is God, it cannot be resisted. When it is God, it cannot be subdued. In Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, the Bible makes us understand very clearly. It said, I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. Territories, cities, nations are given simply by the hand of God. Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 24, the Bible tells us there, I've given you Sihon the Amorite and his land. Now begin to contend with him in battle and possess it. I have given. So it is God that gives nations. It is God that gives nations. He is the territory taken, the nation taking God. Shout hallelujah. I say shout hallelujah. Beyond that, it's also important that we understand that God is at the center of all forces that engender church growth. God is at the center of all forces that engender church growth. Psalm chapter 127 and verse 1, except the Lord build the house, the laborers labor but in vain. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman is awake but in vain. So it is God's involvement that brings about supernatural delivery. It is God's involvement.
when it comes to the growth of the church, the hand of man is utterly incapable of building the church of God. Remember, we saw earlier in Matthew 16, 18, I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. There is nothing a man can do to build the church of God. It is God at work. All that man does is to be an instrument in the hand of God for the building of his church. Shout hallelujah. I say shout hallelujah. In John chapter 15 and verse 5, the scripture tells us there, remember John 15, we are told there about, you know, Jesus being the vine beginning from verse 1 and the Father being the husbandman, and that we are to bring forth fruit. But look at verse 5 in particular. Jesus speaking here said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. So the best of man without God equals nothing. The best of man without God equals nothing. The best of man without God equals nothing. No matter how much effort you put, without God's involvement, the outcome is nothing. You agree with me that 1 billion times zero is zero. If God is not there, the multiplier effect is zero. So everything that a man can do equals nothing without God. So it is God that is at the center of the building and the advancement of the church of Christ. I see each one of us receiving grace to keep acknowledging him in the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, we must take note that as we continue to give thanks, the church continues to grow supernaturally. As we continue to give thanks, the church continues to grow supernaturally. Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7, it said, let the people praise thee, O Lord. Let all the people praise thee. He said, let the people praise thee, and the earth shall yield an increase, and God shall bless us, and the ends of the earth shall fear him. So when you are busy celebrating God, there is a continuous growth that begins to take place in the church of Christ. And take note of this. The church cannot be growing and your life is not blossoming. As you are part of the growing of the church, God ensures the blossoming of your life. In Jeremiah 30 and verse 19, it says that I will multiply them and they shall not be few. And I will also glorify them and they shall not be small. So I have good news for you. You have come to your era of decoration. I see God causing your life to flourish and to blossom. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. I said somebody believe it, say a loud amen. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. You cannot be part of seeing the church grow and God watch you groan. He will keep ensuring that your life blossoms, that you keep going from glory to glory, from grace to grace, from level to level. And that shall become your experience from today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why you and I must continue to engage in advancing the kingdom of God, recognizing that it is not our effort, but that God working in us is the one that causes us to will and to do of his good pleasure. And as we do so, we begin to see his mighty hand decorate every department of our lives. We have come to the age, like God's servant said, where we will see the rise of giants at a rate never seen before. Where God will be catapulting people to heights that have never been attained before. Where things that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor hearts of men conceived will become practical reality in the lives of the people of God. And I see somebody here that is a candidate for that. But what you and I must keep doing is keep glorifying God. God has no problem working, like God's servant will say, when no man is busy stealing his glory. As you keep glorifying God, he keeps elevating you. As you keep glorifying God, he keeps elevating you. It's not only building his church, he keeps lifting his people. You shall be lifted in the name of Jesus Christ. Rising your feet with me this morning, lift your hand before the Lord and give glory to God. Lord, for all we have seen as a church, in the growing of the church, in the building of the church, in the testimonies of the lives of people, we have come to say thank you. Lift your hand, lift your voice, and just give quality thanks unto God, appreciating him and glorifying him. Appreciating him and glorifying him. Lord, I've come today with a voice of thanksgiving. I've come today with a voice of thanksgiving to glorify, to honor and to celebrate your faithfulness. You are worthy of all the praise. Lift your hand, lift your voice, and give thanks unto God. Give thanks unto God. Give thanks unto God. Celebrate him. He's worthy of praise. He's worthy of glory. He's worthy of honor. He's worthy of adoration. Father, we have come to say thank you. Father, we have come to glorify you. You have done all things well. You are the builder of the church, the multiplier of the church. You are the taker of nations. You are the taker of territories. You are the one that subdues every assault of the enemy. You build your church against the assault of the gates of hell. The gates of hell cannot prevail, and for it we have come to say thank you. You are the one that decorates your saints. You beautify your saints, and for it we say thank you. Are you giving glory to God? Let your voice of thanksgiving, your voice of gratitude, let it be heard on high. Give him thanks, give him praise, give him glory, give him thanks, and give him praise, and give glory unto him. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. As you have given thanks, the hand of God will never cease decorating your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. It is done. In Jesus' precious name. We have our flowers for Sunday. Remember, Sunday is our covenant family day. And God has said that his intention is to erect a wall of fire round about us and all of our families. And that means that your family becomes a no-go area for the enemy. A no-go area for the enemy. That is, there is a territory around you. Anywhere you go, anywhere your family goes, touch not, touch not, come not near, come not near. That shall be your experience. Stretch your hand towards these flyers right now and begin to decree and declare the breath of the Holy Ghost upon this material. The breath of the Holy Ghost upon this material right now. Begin to declare the breath of the Spirit of God upon this material. Spirit of God, breathe upon it right now. Make it a sharp sickle of harvest as it goes out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Father, we send this forth as a sharp sickle of harvest, coming in with a bountiful harvest in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. It is done in Jesus' precious name. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Let's be reminded, as was announced on Wednesday, that the Covenant University convocation, 15th convocation, takes place today to the glory of God. Give Jesus a big hand. And the way God has kept decorating the university, he will keep decorating your life in Jesus' name. Speak to the day right now. Make your declarations and your decrees. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Thank you, Lord, and blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, we have declared. The day is declared blessed, a day of testimonies, a day of advancement in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. It is done. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed as you do. Pick up the flyers you require as you go and be blessed.